and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine.
Iraq.
Anyway. Now watch this drive.
Is there a lesson for you, anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
Why did the agency prepare toxins of this character in quantities sufficient to kill many thousands of people?
Thing in this boat, Jay. Come on. Yeah.
How's it going? Another post void post. Oh, let me shut the door here. And today is January 1st, 2024. Hey, Monday. And figured I'd start it off today and kind of just expand it. Hopefully get it done before the end of the month. But yeah. You know, also, too, since last episode was kind of a little retarded, but, you know, hey, we all enjoy our slop every now and then, you know? and also, too, in regards to Fish Tank, there's always the possibility, like, someone could fucking die, literally. Sometimes you watch some of that shit, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, there's lawsuits now being talked, and there's always lawsuits. You never know if it's, like, real, or they're the ones spinning the rumor. You never really can know. But, yeah, so it's still a little spicy, but it's one of those things that you watch for maybe, like, a week, and you're like, holy shit, all right, I need a break, and also, like, maybe temporarily block people spamming on X about it. Anyways, not all of them, but, anyways, temporarily, too, bear in mind. I like their input. So, anywho, I figured I would start off today with, something that I saw a video of posted, and it didn't really make any sense to me, and I'm like, what the, I think actually Clown World posted it or something. I'm like, what the fuck's the context of this? And I haven't heard anything about this, I guess. And then I mentioned it casually to my sister. She's like, oh yeah, I know all about that, I wish I could grab one of those. And then, like, I mentioned it, like, again, and someone was like, oh yeah, like, actually I saw those in Target, and, like, everyone was, like, crowding around them waiting. I'm like, what the what? I was like, what are you talking about? So I'll get to it. So this car there, you know, Yeti, I'm sure you know Yeti cups. Well, there's Stanley cups as well too. Their claim to fame. There's an article here. I'm going to skip the whole, I'm just going to summarize it for you, 'cause it's like freaking like 10 minutes for the whole explanation of what the fuck Stanley is. You know, it's obviously a native ad, so I'm going to cut it to the short here. Apparently, like, a TikTok trend has gone around explaining this car crash that happened where a Stanley cup was inside of the car crash and the car set on fire and the liquid in the cup was still cold once the firemen found the cup. I don't know about the person. They probably burnt alive. Anyways, so, you know, it's still tasty. You know, so how it kept the smell of the burnt corpse outside of the cup as well, too. So anyways, TikTok trend's going around being like, hey, there's this Valentine's limited edition colored cup only found at Target, and it's like fuchsia, pink, and red, and it looks just like your regular tumbler, you know, like a Yeti or a Stanley, or, you know, a knockoff version of that would look like. And I think they're $50 each or something, maybe $45.99. I don't fucking know. I think that's what actually I saw. And they were put on the shelves, but the thing is, though, they put them on the shelves like December 30th. And whenever anyone tried to scan it out, and so I'll get to this point. So the article is, why put it on the shelf? This is by Daily Dot. Definitely not a native ad for both Target and Stanley. Why put it on the shelf? Target shopper tries to buy exclusive Valentine's Day Stanley Cup, gets an unexpected message when she scans it at the register. This was 2 days ago, December 30th. Stanley Cup. No, not the NFL trophies. Although this top prize is a professional professional hockey has also admirers too. I guess they're trying to say that Stanley makes hockey branded cups. has legions of devoted fans who swear by the water bottle's quality. Some have even gone viral showing how great at serving their purpose the studied bottles are. One owner was shocked to see that her cup was not only survived a car fire, but managed to keep the ice inside after still intact. Stanley only further... I guess she didn't burn alive. Or maybe she did. Who knows? AI accounts, bot accounts. Stanley furthered its legend as a company by gifting the same woman a brand new car for her bit of inadvertent internet marketing, which probably only made folks love her brand, love the brand even more. Oh, I get it. All right, so it's the whole thing's a native ad. She probably set her car on fire. That's what they're saying to me. Her car set on fire. Stanley was like, oh shit, this is great. We'll just buy her a new car. We'll just keep adding to this viral trend. So I guarantee you what this TikTok thing is probably them being like, and now Stanley gave her a new car. And there's this limited edition Valentine's Day cup. Buy it, kids. So the whole... I might as well just end this trash article as it is anyways. So the whole point behind it, though, is that it's not... like, the main people that they're buying these cups for, are kids. Or, like, at least people using TikTok and stuff. So it's weird. Like, I saw, like, a dad grab, like, six of them. Like, in a... Like, it was this video. Is like, everyone's just swarming these freaking cups. And it's just that. It's just the center display of cups. And no one else gives a fuck in the rest of the Target. And there's, like, some guy walking around with six. And I see some Target person be like, I'm limiting them only two per person. And, like... And... So it's, like, wicked weird. And I honestly think that it's, like... Say, like, a family of, like, you have, like, three daughters, right? Like, you know, they're all on TikTok. Like, oh, my God, I want that cup. And they're like, oh, my God, I want that cup, too. Oh, my God, I want that cup, too. You know, and the dad's like, oh, fuck, I guess I gotta get it for them and my wife as well. Because my wife's gonna be like, why did you get them the cups and not me the cups? So, like, so these cups. And then there's probably people buying the cups being like, oh, man, I'm gonna turn this around. Because the whole thing is that they released them January 1st in Target, and they put them on the shelves December 30th, so they built all this hype, and then now people are rushing to get the cups. They probably sold them out. Now they're probably going to be on eBay for like $500 around Valentine's Day, and then in July they're going to be $30 because they're used, you know. So that's the way that, like, the market works nowadays with these crazy fucking internet trends. And I couldn't help but think, like, so this isn't Black Friday. Like, at first I thought I was seeing a Black Friday video, but then something triggered me where I was like, wait a second, nothing else is going on aside from just the center display of cups. So I'm like, is this also some sort of rebranding of Black, like, to, like, extend Black Friday into, like, the new year or something like that, you know? Like, because you have to think about it, market trends. I'm sure the Stanley Cup Company probably has sold more cups now with this whole viral trend than they did even during Christmas. So, you know, like, there you go. Like, it's kind of interesting how people can kind of, I don't know, is that insider trading? Maybe. Like, you know, if somebody knows, oh, we're going to have this huge viral marketing campaign, might as well invest now or something like that, you know? So I'll give it a quick pause right here, but I was going to kind of follow along that trend right now. And kind of just make note of just of these types of viral trends and how much, like, X has kind of changed in the past couple of months, literally back and forth. And it's really bizarre now. Like, obviously you have the David Icke post where he's going off about the whole new, alternative media, like the, mainstream alternative media, calling them mammies. I've made episodes before talking about the Council on National Policy, which is a very secretive Republican think tank that probably is way more influential than is made out to be. It's supposed to be the counterpart to the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, to basically to do the same thing, but in a different, goal set. But anyways, so, you know, a cabal's a cabal, you know. I'm talking about the actual literal meaning of that word, which means a group of people conspiring, essentially. So, all right, I'll go into all that and talk about Keith Olbermann's ghost cock floating around fucking X as well, too. All right, on to part two.
listen, I think you're really pretty and interesting, and I'd kind of like to take you upstairs and totally crush your pussy. Would that be acceptable to you?
Oh, well, I guess it would.
No, I'm sorry, I need affirmative consent. I'll need you to say, yes, you may take me upstairs and crush my pussy at this time. Mackenzie, you got consent forms? Oh yeah, right here, Brad. Rise and shine, guys. You scored last night. I need your consent forms. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Whoa, Barker, did you perform cunnilingus? There's a different release form, bro.
Yeah. Sorry, it's right here.
No nice.
Smiling friends, are you the guy that called?
Yes, I called. It is I, Shrimp. That is my name.
Hey, Shrimp, what's going on, man?
Sai, my girlfriend just broke up with me. I am heartbroken.
Oh, sorry to hear that, Shrimp.
Shrimpina meant everything to me. I only realize now she is gone. I never fully appreciated her.
Aww.
Look, man, don't get too beat up about it. It happens all the time. We'll help you find a new girl.
But I do not want a new girl. I just want Shrimpina back.
Yeah, Charlie, he can win her back. I just think he needs to tell her how he feels.
Yeah, sometimes it just doesn't work out, okay? She obviously dumped him for a reason.
Hooray! I just reached level 987413 in Mouse Quest.
Shrimp, you don't need to get back with your ex, all right? You need to get your life in order. Only then... Excuse me, heavens. We're going to be attracted to you. Let's start by getting some sunlight in here. Okay, whoa, sorry. Okay, we'll start small.
And when it comes back up, we got our aces out. We got our aces out.
Because after dinner, everyone ought to have a cigar. So I tried it. I'm still smoking stogies. I love it. And he introduced me to something really good. And I know now the next question. Knowing you, being the interviewer that you are, digging in deep all the time, you will say now, what does your wife think about that? When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she gonna say? She's not gonna say my father made a mistake, because her father never makes a mistake. So therefore, it is okay, because her father introduced me to stogies, and second of all, because I'm a stud. I'm ballsy. I don't take no shit from anyone. I smoke my stogie anywhere I want. I don't have to find a hideout place like you.
So, I guess it kind of does go into what X is doing right now. Where, I will say this, I am, I guess, not really impressed, but like, somewhat surprised at how successful it still is and hasn't completely just shit the bed yet. Because the thing is that I feel that what Elon Musk really did, which I still don't know why he called it X, because it does, I mean, I get it. It's like a single letter or something. So it's like, you know, oh, I got the patent for that, you know, or something like that. But like, it is still weird because let's be honest here. A fair amount of Republicans, a fair amount of like libertarians, not that many Democrats, but still some of them. And like a lot of, even like local, like congressmen even and stuff, I feel like would still need to have an X, you know, like, or an X account and have one verified. And he's jumping into the whole thing with subscriptions, and he's going to try to market it kind of almost the same, let's be honest here, as like Rockfin's marketed as. Because I bet you it's going to eventually be like, oh, you have to buy X tokens in our own specific freaking credit currency. You know, like our own coin, just like kind of Rockfin is. Not to call out Rockfin, but hey, I'm making a comparison. Hey, if anything, doesn't it seem like Navy X took that like business model, but they're like, oh shit, we have a social media platform so we can just do both? Like... because, I mean, I think it's going to eventually be that, like, there's premium, there's, like, Tucker's going to be premium. You have to pay $15 to watch Tucker on X. You have to pay, and then maybe they'll, like, start picking up shows or something, picking up movies. You know, the Daily Beast. I guarantee you that would be on the X subscription base, you know. And then, yeah, like, that's, am I wrong here? Like, that seems like what the avenue is going, you know. So, yeah, like, I mean, Because Rockfin right now, too, they're not really doing that great. I've heard Coinbase is shitting the bed. Everyone's been saying that. How, like, I mean, I'm not even really a crypto guy, but I listen, I hear. Hey, a lot of my friends are. So they've been telling me that they're like, you really can't rely on pretty much anything when it comes to that now. Like, you have to kind of go through third parties. It's like, it's worse than even, like, back in the day, because you just don't know where if your account's going to fucking get rug pulled the next day. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, or if not, you can't transfer your fucking Bitcoin or whatever the fuck you have. Like, so, and it's so funny comparing back to, like, even 2 years ago, not with the insider trading shit, but with the, not the GameStop shit or the, like, AMC stuff, which, I mean, honestly, that was legitimate, that was legal, that was something that, like, people figured out a loophole, they did it, and honestly, that same fucking, you can call it maybe insider trading, technically, it's not, because the thing is that everybody was kind of talking to each other, it wasn't one person talking to one other person, that's insider trading, it was literally a collective controlling of the market, which is kind of cool, so, but they had to put a stop to that, now didn't they, and how did they do that? Oh, by rug pulling Robinhood, hey, what do you know? So now you have all problems with Coinbase, I think Ripple, right? Like, I see I'm trying to remember some of these. Like, I'm pretty sure Ripple did something like that. Or Celsius, that one that was supposed to be paying automatic interest. That's like, this is totally safe. Like, so. Oh, actually, hey, I can do a callback to my last episode. Fish Tank has one of those things where it's $1 million investment, like GoFundMe thing that they're doing themselves. And like, totally safe investment, you know, so it's like, you know, and at the same time, they're selling NFTs. So, you know, like, I mean, hey, who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that shit will kick off. But I still think that it's like, it's still not wholesome, and it's just not like stable. It's not stable, and kind of reminds me of actually a conversation AM Wake Up was having today, where there was like, they had an episode also on New Year's, Marcus and Steve and Chris were talking about the concept of digital football cards and like the digital NFT cards. And that actually that might hold some weight because of the fact that there's people that like always wanted to collect baseball cards and shit, but couldn't do it. It was obsolete, you know, but I'm like that. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that kicking off maybe. And that might be like some sort of wedge to actually have that shit get a revitalization, because, you know, everyone knows that the stupid apes and all that stuff, no one's buying that anymore. So, but it kind of reminds me of like vinyl, kind of reminds me of like how nowadays people still collect vinyl. And it's because of the fact that if they want to get a physical copy of this album that they really like, it would make more sense to get it on vinyl than a CD at this point, because I mean, it's just the audio quality's better and shit and all that other stuff. So, oh, you got the artwork, you know, you get the liner notes, you get everything like that. It's rather than a CD, it's a little thing. And, you know, they both get fucked up. A CD gets just fucked up as a record does, as long as you keep them both, you know, relatively in a good condition. Anyways, so yeah, like, I was going to like go off more on X. So yeah, so, it's really funny that, like, of course, Alex Jones got brought back now. Kanye got brought back, and yeah, I don't know. I haven't been checking his tweets, but I know, I think he only like tweeted like once or twice or something like that. But that's still something, right? Like, actually considering that video that just came out of Jesus, that's something that he's still saying that shit. All right, I'll go off on that for a second. That's something for Kanye to be still on that tip with Nick Fuentes. Has he been chilling with Owen Benjamin? He must have been then, because he name dropped Owen Benjamin on the fucking InfoWars episode. And Owen's been like on his own tear as well recently too. I swear to God, that guy has to be hanging out with Kanye right now. Like, it's crazy. I honestly think, and hey, you know, God bless the guy. But still, I mean, it's like if you're talking about it in that manner today, You know, yeah, you have to like look at it and be like, of course Kanye now is like some sort of controlled opposition. Even if he doesn't know it, he's like, his brain's been scrambled. How many times that guy's probably like been put in a fucking MK Ultra fucking headband thing and zapped his brain, like, or whatever they do to him. Like, how many times has that guy been through the fucking ringer? Like, you know, his brain is warped just as much as Britney Spears is. Like, and not to say, and both of them speak truths every now and then, but I'm not going to look to them as a source of valid information because the fact that, you know, honestly, hey, it's like, sorry, but sometimes your brain gets fried. Like, and I don't think it's the bipolar. I don't think that's the thing with Kanye anymore. I'm pretty sure it's more like probably got his brain zapped and now he's fucking like still. You know, plus his ego has always just been so fucking ridiculous anyways. I mean, the guy's very talented, but his ego's just like been there's no way for that man to ever be able to check his ego. So that's why they like him, because Kanye, hey, I'm sure Elon Musk looks at Kanye and he's like, hey, guy kind of reminds me of me a little bit, you know? So like, I guess I kind of get you, but he looks at Alex Jones and he's like, hey, that guy kind of reminds me of me a little bit, because it's like Alex Jones has been a notorious media figure, just like Elon Musk. So, and also secretly works alongside the government in some specific ways, just like Alex Jones. You know, hey, Alex Jones, pretty sure he helped Donald Trump get elected. I remember that. Like, so I remember that when he was on InfoWars and like everyone was fucking talking about Pizzagate right before Hillary did not get elected. So, and you know, like, so, and I'm nope, because you know what? That's already where we're going into right now. And that's the part three. So, and I, again, have to give AM Wake Up credit again for this, because I'm not hear about this whole Keith Olbermann thing. And it's so funny because actually I didn't even catch the Elon tweet with the Pizzagate stuff. Like, I think I did and like wasn't too surprised or something. And then like everyone freaked out about it. I'm like, oh, wait, yeah, no, you're actually supposed to. I guess everyone's supposed to freak out about that. It's like, you know, like for me, I'm like, oh, well, yeah, no shit. You know, but anyways, on to part three.
Well, I'd be a doggone liar if I said this ain't a lonely town. And what I wouldn't give to have a friend around. We could trade in all our silver bullets and buy a patch of dust. This town might just be big enough. For all of us.
You know what's really sad when you think that an article's old news because it only happened a month ago? Because, I'm like, I couldn't remember when I saw Elon Musk tweet about the Pizzagate thing, but he's been kind of going off as well, too. It kind of all fell in line. Tucker just released a video of some guy, like, inquiring about Jeffrey Epstein's, like photos or something like that, like the coroner at the fire department moving his shit,
Like, he went to some, he went to, like, the local fire department that was supposed to have moved his body, and they're like, we don't have any pictures of the body. And he's like, well, we don't have any records of the body. He's like, well, I got the pictures of the firefighters moving the body. And he's like, oh, I don't know anything about that. And Tucker posted that out. So I think that that's why this is making the rounds again. But, yeah, so this was a month ago, which it's funny because if you still search Keith Oberman's ghost, it pops up in Google as Keith Oberman's ex-ghost, but then it just links back to Keith Oberman. So apparently he changed his name back to Keith Oberman, like, probably today or something. Or I don't know, maybe Elon's messing with him and just, like, won't, like, let him fully change it back. The Dark Lord returns. Oberman back on Twitter. 24 hours, he quit anti-Semitic platform. Quote, anti-Semitic platform. In an incredible and wildly unpredicted event. Kidding. I predicted it just this morning. Oh, so who the fuck wrote this? Keith Oberman has returned to Twitter after writing a grand proclamation that he has stopped posting to the platform. Oh, yeah, all right, this is... Oh, it's the Daily Caller. All right, that makes sense. Citing the apparent anti-Semitic Elon Musk's flirtation with Pizzagate conspiracy, Oberman walked out in disgust, claiming, I won't be posting here anymore, shortly after 1 p.m. Tuesday afternoon. But after 11 a.m. Wednesday morning, the Dark... Why do they keep calling him that? Has the Dark Lord, or Oberman, had returned, unable to resist for even one moment the opportunity to suck all of the air out of the room. All right, yeah, obviously, it's a Daily Caller, but still, it's like... All right, I can't even read this shit, because it's not real fucking goddamn... See? You see? This is a prime example of how shitty journalism has gotten. It's like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like... I get it. Yeah, it's some guy, like, doing a nerd rage stomp off of X, but... Can you not belittle my intelligence by fucking just making, by writing it like that? By writing it like it's some fucking kid in the schoolyard telling me about this? Like, what the fuck? Goes back into that article I shared like 2 weeks ago where it was like, this person said, and then another person said. It's like, journalism, and then now here's the thing too, that article that I read today, like just two parts ago, the one that was from the Daily Dot, I am almost guaranteed that that was written by an AI, even though it sounded with the cadence of a human. Like, remember I was, like, stuttering, and I was like, oh, wait, like, it said something about, like, hockey aficionados even, like, and they worded it weird. You can tell. There's these little cues when, like, because, see, here's the thing, too. You have to think about it in a journalistic way. They could have the writers be AI and the editor be the AI. The same thing. So it's like the editor... AI is programmed with a different, like, thing to double-check the writer AI. And then you really only need, like, one person in there to just kind of, like, one reporter in that whole mix to just kind of put in the inputs, you know? Because you still need maybe a human there to, like, do the inputs or maybe to just, like, quickly graze over it. But... There's something going on with that, like, where it's just completely AI-written and edited articles. Like, so, because I'm like, how does that pass? Like, if there's a human editor, wouldn't they read the thing that the AI wrote? Oh, there's grammatical error there, there, and there. No. Apparently not. Or maybe the writer is just such a fucking idiot that, like, that's also could be the case. I mean, hey, I'm pretty sure everyone that went to college got stunted for 2 years during COVID, so could be that, too. Maybe it could be a mix of both, you know, like, so it's really hard to tell where the shitty journalism ends and the AI journalism begins, you know, and Elon apparently does not give a fuck about that because he's out there posting pictures of his own rockets that are computer generated and stuff like that, and it's proven, and he's getting content. The users on X are the ones doing, being like, he's posting and being like, oh, look at how amazing this is. And then he gets the, whatever, the content recommendation. And it says, like, oh, no, that's CGI. That's all fake. That's just artwork. And, like, so he even gets like that. But at the same time, Elon just won't comment about that. Because he's like, oh, well, at least my platform's working. You know, fucking,
And, you know, hey, this isn't going to be all focused around X either. I just kind of wanted to, like, cover those. So, But where do I go now? Because I really don't want to keep talking about Israel. I feel like if you... Oh, wait, you know what? I am. I think I'm going to have to bring up something about Israel because there's... I've heard rumors of them flooding the tunnels. And I have very, very high concerns about that. It's very strange. I don't know if that's, like... I'm pretty sure that that's, like, completely illegal in all of, like... I'll get into it. Yeah, I think that's like a war crime type shit. But anyways, all right. I guess on to Israel. All righty, and Palestine.
If you fly into LA, you're going over those mountains, man. You see these beautiful fields and shit. If you looked at the Earth as a living organism, you would look at LA and you go, that's fucking cancer. That's like a growth. What is that? What is that shit? There's some weird shit growing there, and it's got brown smoke coming out of it, and it fucking stinks. And it's getting bigger, and it's getting bigger every year. Well, why is it getting bigger? Why do people just keep fucking having kids constantly? What is this all about? Well, I think that it's our purpose, much like how yeast makes bread rise or mold takes over a fucking sandwich. I think we're just a very complicated form of bacteria, and all our thoughts on ourselves... It's all just biological tricks to keep your ego alive, to keep your biology alive, to make sure you keep perpetuating this fucking thing, to make this human organism, this one gigantic organism, keep growing. When you look at, like, mold on a sandwich, you don't look at individual mold spores with individual identities and jobs and careers. You look at a pile of fucking mold. And that's what people are, man. We just think we're individuals. We're not one collective group.
And it's the original Libali Boom Steggering.
You know what? I could talk about Israel. I'm sure there's enough places you can find information about what's going on around there. Maybe not this. I will say what I was going to say is that they are apparently flooding tunnels or something like that. Where if, like, all right, no, that, all right, so I will take the floor for a quick second. I'm not going to forget what I was going to not. I wasn't going to talk about this, but I do have to talk about it for a quick second. In Gaza, they're flooding the tunnels now, whatever that means. Which means, like, apparently they're just, like, pumping water into their sewers, whatever sewers exist there, like, or, like, into basements, whatever basements exist there. Like, see, I don't really understand what that means, A, and B, that's not how you correctly fill tunnels, because if you pump water into a tunnel, you're gonna have sitting water. In, I think it's like clay and shit. It's like sand and clay that's like around there. So that water's not going to sink into the soil. It's going to sit there in that tunnel and collect waterborne diseases, A. Or sorry, I'm already on C. C. And then D, it's going to... So number four, it's going on top of the fact that this should not be done. It's not the correct way to do it. You're going to get waterborne diseases. And then also, too, it's going to collapse all the buildings around it because you have to think it's going to solidify the soil. So, therefore, make everything around whatever they're pumping water into structurally unsound. Which, I mean, you know, I don't need to spell it out here. They want to level the place anyways, whatever way they can. But pumping water into the ground is not the correct way to do it. You're liquefying the soil, like, you know, so, yeah, that's happening over there. There's gonna be a lot of, E. coli and fucking, cholera and stuff like that going on if you pump a bunch of fucking water and they don't give a fuck. They want to have a fucking outbreak, you know. Hey, Israel's like, oh, little tiny Israel was the test subject for Pfizer and for Moderna, so they are surely safe. Oh, yes. But even littler Gaza, ooh, we did not give them any of the vaccines. So they get the cholera. So I'm doing my Benjamin Netanyahu Brooklyn accent. Anyways, or no, he's from Queens or whatever the fuck he's from. He's from New York. Anyways, I think I'm just going to give myself a quick second to just gather myself. All right, here's another segue.
That's an ad. That's the news. That's an ad. That's the news. That's an ad. That's an ad. That's the news. Oh, no, wait. That's an ad for cat food. My bad.
Jesus Christ, he's off the charts.
Increase the intensity.
That's the news. That's an ad. News, ad, 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 news, news, ad, ad, slideshow, ad.
That's a perfect score. You are a very special child, Jimmy.
I prefer handicap, actually.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun. Have the shells of a 12-gauge shotgun. And I promise you, as I told my wife, I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun in, fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, who's ever coming in is not going to...
Thank you, Terry. What does burning flesh smell like? This reporter need no longer wonder after arriving at a multi-car pileup on the 395. Body after charred body was pulled from the wreckage of the gruesome collision. And I stepped on an eye.
You, when you heard about Aaron Hernandez, what you thought, what your reaction was?
Next question.
All right, then I'll ask you. It seems to me that these two men played on opposite sides of the line, but they had more than that in terms of being opposites.
Yeah, truthfully, I'm not going to go. Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
Don't walk off. I'll change the subject.
You know something, man? Johnny Cochran, who was a friend of mine, he had put the system on trial.
Right.
Not OJ.
Right.
He put the system.
Yeah.
OJ killed everybody in that driveway. Let's just to hell with all this. OJ killed both them people. That's cool. He killed everybody over there.
I mean, I hate to laugh, but it's only because there's the conviction of your statement. It's like you don't want nobody to say anything. Yeah,
they ain't got a damn footprint, fingerprint. They ain't got none. All of this in your ride. It's in your truck. Come on. Come on, though. Okay, but now here's the deal.
I could give you information that would refute all of that, but why? I mean, I get it. If OJ came out of jail today and he said, I did it, I killed those people, it's people like you would say, prison broke that man, I knew it, he killed him. And people who believe he's innocent would say, prison broke that man, see, they brainwashed him to believe that he did it. So that's why we're not here to convince anybody and change your beliefs.
Yeah, not you. Not you with the movie. I am. Yeah. No, I'm cool with you, Cuba. No, I'm really cool with you.
Fair enough.
That's cool. See, they gave me a talk show. I talk. I say what it is.
Yes, sir.
And right now I am joined by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, and this is huge news for the state, huge news for this city. What factors ultimately led to you picking Salt Lake City for the return?
So, all right, on to a equally annoying subject, sports. Hey, let's talk about sports, because I was talking about it before, and I have to give it to Rankcast Chris, Chris from Rained Out Rankcast. Chris from Rained Out Rancast, excuse me, and he's also an AM Wake Up. He's been on this tip for a while about talking about how he thinks that the NFL's rigged by using magnetic gloves. Yeah, there's actually something to that. And All right. So I really love this theory. Like I said, it's his, but I'm going to say it because I fucking love it. I think this theory is a very accurate one, because how the fuck could you even prove that? All right, I'm going to just summarize it here. Basically, there's a technology that's been out for like at least 10 years now, and it's used in football training. And even in the training video, it says, oh, this is not allowed in high school or NAACP football playing, like, you know, college football playing. But they don't say anything about the NFL, because the thing is, the NFL is a private corporation. Now, we know all about the fuckery that's been going on with the NFL for years now. I mean, Roger Goodell, you know what's really funny? I'm going to say it right now. I served the guy food before. Yeah, it's a long story with that. But all I need to say is he does not tip well. And we all hated him. Literally, even the cops in the area. I was working at Black Point Inn. Fucking, yeah, I know. Crazy place, too. I had the car to drive there. Yeah, but that place was like, you know, it's funny. Sam Tripoli always talks about the fact, he's like, oh man, I worked at the stand. Everyone thinks I'm a shill now. I'm like, dude, it's funny because everyone ends up working at. So if you lived a life, you end up working at least at some place at one time that's like fucking weird. Like, so yeah, I've worked at a couple. So anyways, I didn't sign any NDA. I can fucking talk about whatever the fuck I want. I think, you know, like I served John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, at a different restaurant. Yes. In Minecraft. Anyways. So Roger Goodell, he's a piece of shit, and I don't believe anything that the NFL does or say. And it's really funny. They tied Taylor Swift into it. This quote unquote season. Season. Where do you hear that too? No, what's the most, you know, how long has Saturday Night Live been on TV? How long has Sesame Street been on TV? How long has the NFL been on TV? You know, so Chris was going into this, the whole script writing of the NFL. It's really wild that Taylor Swift is pulled into like all of that too and stuff. And just in just a dumb way, you know, it's kind of like you almost, which is scary. You have to think, it's like, well, what are they going to do next? You know, who really does a lot of advertisements with the NFL? The military. Fucking gross. Yeah, so they've been doing ads for a while, and everyone's always been scared about a fucking Super Bowl attack. I mean, like, shit. 2024 is going to be a weird, a scary year. I don't want to say I'm even predicting anything or whatever, but I am suspect of pretty much a lot of shit in 2024. You know, like, well, something's gonna happen, and something's gonna happen before fucking November. It might not be an October surprise, as they call it. I think the whole year is gonna be a fucking October surprise. Look up the term October surprise. Yeah, that's gonna be the entire, that's gonna be this year. So you have to navigate it correctly, you know, and if you can navigate it, maybe, actually, it might be more interesting than all the other years. But hopefully you don't die. Hopefully the ones, loved ones around you don't die. I mean, hey, you can, I had optimism slightly. I had a scared optimism in 2020, and then look at that shit. You know, so like, that was just fucking horrible. So, I need to take another break. I was going to get to the fact that, all right, you know what? No, I'm just going to go right into it because I keep fucking stalling shit. So, I already went, all right, kind of jumped ahead a little bit there. So, sports are rigged, the NFL is rigged. Talking about those magnetic gloves. On top of that as well, too, there's a look up right now, because, you know, this is obviously an audio. I could put it, I'll put it in the links or whatever, but, you know, you're probably just hearing this right now and you just can search it on Google. Fucking look up Sports Illustrated Flotation Tank Super Bowl. Look that up. Sports, because it's a Sports Illustrated article. I'm pretty sure you can read it for free. Sports Illustrated article. Flotation tanks, specifically the Patriots versus the Rams. they made a whole article about the fact that, like, they put the QBs and the tight ends and, like, the people that take the most abuse during the game in flotation tanks during halftime. What is that? Like, that's a stasis tank. It's literally like fucking Matrix shit. Are you fucking kidding me? So, I remember reading that back in the day and being like, and already Deflategate had happened. I'm well aware of that. You know, I'm obviously an asshole. No, I've gotten enough shit, even though I don't watch that much football. People still give me shit all the time about it. So I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, the Rams are also using it too. I guess the Chiefs use it, and like a couple, like, I think the Saints use it, and a couple other teams use it. Oddly, like, I know, right? But like, apparently, this was written like, you know, 4 years ago. So I guess all the teams probably use it now, even the Browns. Hey, you know, maybe even the Browns and Lions, because I've heard they've been doing better, right? Maybe it's because of those flotation tanks. Maybe they like those flotation tanks. You know, you could meditate during halftime. And close out, because also too, you have to imagine, actually, if you're in some sort of like, it's not like MK Ultra, you're like, you're thrown into like, you ever seen the movie Altered States? It's very similar to that. It's like you get thrown into like this flotation, it's saline water, and it's like you float. But I'm sure they probably pump them with IVs and stuff during that as well too, like, you know, like do all sorts of other stuff, like probably like do binaural beats that like give them like positive frequencies in their head, and like, you know, all they it's strapped into a fucking reverse MK, or I don't even, it might MK and reverse them or whatever, you know, some sort of pod. It's a pod. It's a rejuvenation pod, and they get thrown into it for a half an hour, and then they go back out and play the game. And that shit's legal, and that shit's real, and that shit's fine. It's nothing against the law. And, you know, here's the thing, is that's actually promoted because it saves you, quote-unquote, from concussions. Get it? Get it? Get it? Get it? Oh, starting to get a little spooky, huh? Starting to get a little spooky. So, and I was going to bring up about how, like, sports are also getting more aggressive, and how that hockey player just fucking slashed that guy, like, in the neck, like, a month ago and shit. Like, literally manslaughter on, you know. But then you think about that, though, and I kind of think about it. I'm like, yeah, it's fucked up. But then also, too, I'm like, shit, I'm pretty sure I saw, like, someone die in a NASCAR car crash, like, a week ago or some sort of one. It was something recent. It was like, that looked like someone died. And then I've seen, like, literally, like, fucking 8 dead people on X, like, today. Fuck. So, fuck.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun. Have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun. And I promise you,
that's
as I told my wife, so Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, walk out, put that double barrel shotgun and fire 2 blasts outside the house. I promise you, whoever's ever coming in is not going to
change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I said that's life.
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026? All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself
up
and get back in.
Repeating this meaningless phrase over and over again in hopes that it will mean something someday.
I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird.
So it's been a couple days, and 2024 has been, pretty much just as, well, I won't call it uneventful, but as predictable, I suppose, is the right word to use, as one would expect. So, the two big stories that are on the headlines, at least that I'm looking at right now, are, I read some interesting headlines. Oh, actually, there's a third one that nobody's talking about. So, would be the, first off, the one that's grabbing all the attention because it's so dumb is, the alien found in Miami. I'm not even gonna fucking bring it up because I will bring up what the real thing of that is, where if you look at the footage from that mall the day or two before with all the kids, that was a lot of kids. Like, that actually, it's funny, because they were like, why was there 60 police cars? I don't know, because there were like 300 kids. It's like, I don't know about you, but I've been to protests before. I've been to protests that were nonviolent, like ones where we were, I don't know, occupying a public park, you know. You know, maybe it had that word in it that, you know, anyways. And they brought out riot tanks and LRAD tanks that shot fucking sound beams at us that made us shit our pants. And fucking had not just 60 police cars, but squadrons of hundreds of cops marching, banging their fucking battalions, or batons, banging their batons against their fucking shin guards to make some sort of intimidation thing to look like stormtroopers. I kid you not. Like, this is, that was like back, I think they've actually toned that down a tad, but around like 2010 and stuff, the police were like straight up stormtrooper guys. Like, they were like all into it and doing that type of stuff. I think like ever since maybe the defund police type of thing, they're like, oh, hey, if we're going to keep getting funding and free guns from the military after they use them, we're going to have to tone down our rhetoric a little bit. You know, I think maybe that's what happened. But either way, hey, the cops are still there doing the same things. I'm not a fan of them. Hey, I've never been a fan of them. I could have been a cop. I probably could have been a cop. Like, I easily could have, if I chose to do that profession, probably wouldn't have been bad at it. But aside from me smoking weed, I could have given that up. But still, though, like, there's a reason why I never joined the military and I never decided to be a cop. Because I was, it's morally unsound job to my, like, it's, I think that, like, hell, I've worked as a cashier selling cigarettes and stuff like that and selling lottery tickets to people that are addicted to it. But I mean, that's not a force. I'm not forcing anything upon anyone, you know, military and police, you have to be in a position to force power upon someone else. Plus also too, there would have been a 40% chance I would have started beating my spouse if I became a police officer. Ho ho! Hey, all right. So just need to get clear that out of the way and how much I have disapprove of officers of the law. There were a lot of kids there. And I think it's so weird that that story turned to aliens, right? Because it's like the two things that everyone's been kind of talking about with 2024. Like, are they going to disclose the aliens? How much are they going to disclose about these aliens? And who are they? And where are they from? And are they interdimensional? Ooh-hoo-hoo. And then also migrants and or young kids doing a ruckus. You know, like that's an often trope. But at the same time, too, it's definitely coming back up in the headlines. So it's very interesting that that story was basically like, like just straight up like mob. Like, it was a teenager mob of kids that were probably juveniles. So like they could get away with a lot of those crimes. And then, they turned it to aliens, you know, like something's a little off there. It seems like almost like maybe, I don't know, like, let's just say like a group like Media Matters, like somehow implanted themselves within that story. And they're like, okay, we got to shift this to fucking aliens. And it's like, you know, we cannot have them talking about these kids that are getting brainwashed by TikTok. We got to fucking switch it to aliens and put it that on TikTok, you know, like, hey,
hey, what's wrong? You know, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense there. You know, hey, maybe it was a TikTok challenge. Launch fireworks off of your local fucking mall. Actually, it's not. Because, you know, this type of shit's really common. And that, at least no one died. At least no one died there. Like, there's at least, like, there's a fair or, like, a carnival or some shit, a festival. Some sort of thing like that. That happens in Boston every year. It happens near Castle Island. I can't remember the name of it, but it happens in the summer. And I lived in Boston for 2 years, and I remember the first year when I was living in Dorchester, I was like, oh, hey, I'm going to go check that out. Like, that sounds like kind of cool, something to do today. And like, somebody, like a couple people I lived next to were like, do not fucking go to that. Are you insane? And I'm like, what? It's like, says he even has like a farmer's market and shit. What the fuck are you talking about? And they're like, dude, they do like gang initiations there. Like at least like 4 people die there every year because they like are indiscriminately shot. And I'm like, what? And then lo and behold, like fucking that year, there was like a story like at that Castle Island like fair thing. It's a fair they do on Castle Island in Boston. Like fucking some, they were like, oh, it shut down early today because 2 people were shot. And I'm like, what the f-? And I was like, holy shit, you weren't kidding me. So, I mean, I, you know, it is Miami. It's supposed to be bougie or something, but like the Boston is too, right? And so it's just weird. It's just very like, you know, hard to make a comparison there. You know, like I'm trying to compare it to a lot of things. I'm trying to compare that to Occupy, and I'm trying to compare that to a fair that apparently is a ritualistic gang sacrifice. Like, so, it, you know, I don't really actually even know how to split hairs there. Cause like the police response also, at least no one died. At least no one was shot. If the kid, like, I haven't heard about any big problems with like a negative police response, as in like them tear gassing or beating anyone or anything. So like, I guess it wasn't bad. I mean, like, right? All right, so on to the next story of that's recently popped up. So, the Epstein list. Yay, the Epstein list. We've been waiting for that for so long, right? And now we have all the normies talking about Stephen Hawking. I'm like, all right, I don't know about you. I'm sure you, if you listen to my podcast, you probably are well-versed. Probably, maybe even more than I am. So, like, what the fuck? Like, what is this? I'm sorry about that. Like, what is this? What is this where now, like, it's like, this, all this information was already out there. Literally, have we learned anything new from this? No, we have not. We all knew that Bill Gates had the affiliation with Jeffrey Epstein, of course. We all know Noam Chomsky did. We all, of course, know the Clintons, of course. You know, it's like, and then Stephen Hawking as well, too. I remember there being pictures of him, like, on a boat with Jeffrey Epstein, like, back before you could Photoshop that shit. Like, what the fuck? What are we doing here? Like, why are we pretending that old information is new information with this type of stuff? What is this, Throwback Thursday? It's like, come on now. Like, so the Stephen Hawking memes are weak. They're weak. So it's fucking weak because you're just pandering to people who haven't given a shit until now. And now all they care about is they're like, oh, they made a movie for him 2 years ago and now he might be a pedophile. Oh, I heard he does math with midgets. It's like that. And the whole math with midgets thing was actually Photoshopped. Like that was not real. Like that, I don't think that was part of the document. So there you go. But he did fly and go to his island. So it's like, but ever all the things that people care about are the, ew, he did math with midgets. It's like naked midgets and came to them like fucking doing math. Or that's not, no, that was fabricated. That is a piece of false information to poison the well, because this whole thing is a bunch of fucking nothing. Until there is somebody on that list that I'm like, oh, whoa, I did not know about that person. They have not hit me with somebody I haven't known of yet, and there are many more people I know of. Bob Saget, Jeffrey Ross, keep naming some more. Sarah Silverstein, you know, like a lot of comedians. Maybe those 3 that I just coughed. I didn't cough any names. You know, so there's a lot more too. There's certainly heads of state. There's certainly like people that have And then the thing is, too, is that by doing this with Epstein, it's focusing in and honing in on Epstein. We also know about Nygaard, but I feel like he might be the second fall guy. How many of these fucking islands have submarine base, and why do they have submarine base? Why would you spend that much fucking money to see the water underground, like, when you can fucking snorkel or scuba dive? Or have a sub and not need the submarine bay. You don't need the fucking submarine bay. Like, why? So then why have the submarine bay? There's only one explanation. It's because you're hiding shit. It's because you're trying to carry something underneath the water, and you do not want that submarine to surface at any point in time. So, therefore, submarine bay. These people work for the military. They know what they're doing. Like, come on. It's the same MOs. So it's like, how about we talk about that? How about we talk about, what is it, Terra Mara with Ghislaine Maxwell? How about we fucking start exposing that shit about the submarine bays that also might be in fucking Martha's Vineyard, like in Long Island? How about we fucking try to expose that shit rather than talk about the people we already knew, like Chris Tucker and shit, that hung out with Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton? Come on, we already know this. We were talking about this in 2016. This is why fucking Donald Trump got elected. We all know. Like, come on. It's like, stop trying to do Throwback Thursday. All right. So, and then the last one I was going to mention, which I need to do a little more research into, which actually might be the final part of this episode, because I'm going to have to do a little digging on this because it looked really peculiar, is that there's a report that 16 Iranian vessels were exploded. 16 different. And the video is pretty insane because it looks like, it wasn't like a bomb drop. It looked like there were like 16 precision bombs that hit the fleet. And like, because they're all like flaming from the middle of them. Or maybe someone put bombs in their hulls or something. Like, but, or maybe even a direct energy weapon. Who knows? But like, that these 16 ships are just all on fire. And it was from Iranian Royal Fleet or whatever. They were delivering all of these weapons to the Houthis, and poof, just poof, like they're all the munitions are gone, and every single one of those boats are gone. So they basically crippled, like, the Iranian, at least the munition delivering part of their navy, which is insane to think. So Russia might get pretty fucking pissed off about that. But it was two being sent to the Houthis, so it's so confusing because there's like sometimes Russia agrees with them, sometimes they don't. So it's very weird. I might actually need to make that last part on this. Yeah, so because this is breaking. I heard it today. Saw one video. The video looked pretty fucking nuts, like I said. And I got it from a good source that doesn't lie about this type of shit usually. So, or at least I've never seen that person post a, it's actually admittedly Lord Bebo. I've never seen that guy post a CGI before, post a CGI video or anything like that. So I'm just saying, and then usually every single, he's in one of those armchair warlords, as they call them, where like basically just follows every single type of like action that's happening, which is actually pretty good source to follow nowadays for some of those guys, because it's like, I even follow the Ukrainian ones, like, because I try to get, it's like how I listen to cross sections of the news. I also listen to cross sections of Maniacs on X. So anyways. All right. So those are the three. The kids are not all right in Miami. We learned nothing about the list. Please tell us about the submarines. And the submarines are getting blown up in Iran. All right. Yep. On to the final part, which might be going into that Iranian thing, or who knows.
My superpower is being honest. I'll eat your ass. I will.
to the camera. Why don't you take one? Hold over that. Action, please. French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle and like the best French champagne. It's vintage dated. So for myself. 102, take three.
Action, please.
The French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. The bottle of like the best French champagne is vintage dated. So for my sons.
Here I saw that made me aware when I was in law school, proudly for Holloway, proudly for your dad, first African American state senator in the state of Delaware. Everything about. And by the way, you know, I sit on a stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn, that turn, warm in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down. So it was training them to watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what, the men, we're now all men, the guys I work with down here, and they're all guys at the time. They're all good men. Most of them made an awful lot of themselves. And Earl Larkin had a rough time. Some of you knew Earl.
I didn't kill my wife!
So, I guess this kind of can wrap it all up a little bit right here. So it's so weird that there were those Valentine's Day cups that, you know, I mentioned at the very beginning of this episode on January 1st, and then somehow this hysteria happens. I think it was also New Year's at the same exact time in Miami. Both TikTok trends. Now, also that Miami thing got retconned into just it being a ridiculous alien story, which is also a TikTok trend. So it seems that there's like some sort of break with the mental psyche, where the mental psyche is being like formed like a ball of dough and trying to be flattened and just formed into a plan, into a pizza, you know? So not to make any analogies with pizza and kids, Jesus Christ. But I already ranted about Epstein. So, but the thing is, though, is that it's brainwashing. It's brainwashing. Look at the word, brainwashing. You know, it's brainwashing. And it's conditioning. Like, you know, you put conditioner in your hair as well, too. You know, you got to brainwash your hair and then brain condition your hair. Or sorry, brain
brainwash yourself and then brain condition yourself. Yeah, so, oh, shit. Yeah, I guess that does make sense. Because condition, yeah, all right. I didn't even see what I was doing there. That was all on the fly. All right, but, and now going into this election, the only way someone's going to win, the kids vote. Because now those TikTokers are not just young kids. It's not like Vine where it only was around for like 3 years and isn't popular anymore. No, people love it, and they also love Instagram, and now Instagram and Facebook and even X are trying to steal the whole thing that TikTok's doing with the shorts, because let's be honest here, the 30-second clips, TikTok was the one that got really famous doing it. First it was Vine, but TikTok blew up with it, so that type of shit, that it's not just the 30-second clips, it's the whole culture with that, the constant adrenaline, poof, 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 like the video editing and the way that things are presented to you. AM Wake Up did another really good conversation about the fact that pretty much half of the videos you find now are like AI voices, and they're pretty good. They're very good. Like how I was going into the fish tank episode last time, they used their TTSs, their text-to-speech messages, which now actually went down to $20. It's not insane anymore. Those are, all AI, you know, obviously that's type to speech messages are AI. You take it, type a word, you type a phrase out and an AI voice will say it. They have 20 different voices that they can say it in, and they all have different cadences. And it's kind of weird listening to those TTSs sometimes, because I'm like, holy shit, how did they get like the 40s detective to make a pause when it says a certain word and stuff, and like to say it in the cadence, like after it, like that. And it's because AI, an AI system knows exactly how a 40s guy would say that, and it gets better every day. So yeah. And so the whole point that AM Wake Up was trying to make was that basically they were saying, hey, now it's going to get to the point when people, I think even Chris was making this point, where it's like, it's going to get to the point where kids are going to be like, hey, I don't trust your opinion. I need to hear that from the AI. Like, I need to hear that from an AI voice. You stutter on your words. You say like too much. You say actually too much. You say, I'm trying to make fun of myself here. Like, but, you know, why would I listen to you when I can hear it from somebody that has perfect cadence and delivers it to me like a professor, you know? Like, so it's when we're really, that might only be like literally that might happen within this year, like what I just said. So, like that's very close where it might be like the only trusted source is an AI. That's fucking concerning, especially when it comes to firsthand accounts. Yeah. So it's the metaverse leaking into reality, and it happens through our minds, because it's not like the metaverse can change physical objects in our reality, but what it can do is change what our eyes see and what our brains see, because everything that we see has to be processed through our eyes and our brain, and it can be manipulated. If our eyes can be manipulated, if our brains can be manipulated, then therefore our reality can be hacked, actually hacked in a manner that we won't even be able to fully comprehend. So, you know, on that matter, was there really a second plane? All right. All right, guys. Enjoy 2024. I'll hopefully make another episode within this month. Yeah, I definitely will. Because I think I've been making a more I've been more active than I have been in the past. At least when it comes to spewing out bullshit from my mouth. All right. Peace out, guys. See you soon.
Hey, don't worry. Don't be afraid.
Shut him up. We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at
my big bank account.
Remember, no rushing.
My superpower is being honest. I'll eat your ass. I will.
Please, squad.
You've turned every cell phone in Gotham into a microphone.
And a high-frequency generator receiver.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
You hear the crunch, you're there.
So basically, what I was thinking of was, oh fuck, I can't believe you've done that.
Don't do that.